As the Lord shall be pleased to help me, I shall call your attention to a subject you will find in the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, and the 5th verse. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Chapter 8, the book of Zechariah, and the 5th verse. One thought as you read such a scripture as this is that it brings home to us what a very homely book the Holy Bible often is as you read it. The context tells us, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand to very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof." Now, I want, if the Lord to help me, to say something that will be helpful to you. I have taken this subject round about 4 years ago, but I hope there will be something fresh in my taking it up again. And you must not forget that as the years go on, those who are but children soon become teenagers, and those who were youths and maids grow up into manhood and womanhood and set up in homes of their own. And so it goes on. So that sometimes to take up an old subject may come with some freshness to those who were too young when it was first given, but now they're old enough to enter into some things that may be said on the subject. That is the viewpoint I take in carrying on our young people's services. And now, the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. You and I must seek to carry our minds back long, long years ago to when Zechariah the prophet lived. And there is a deep that coucheth beneath this subject. While, as I said at the outset, it is a very homely picture, it is to show to us that it was a time of peace. Had it been a time of warfare, it would have been something like it was 20 years ago when the Great War was raging. The boys and girls did not play in the streets then in many of our cities and towns because they were evacuated to where it was considered more safe for them to dwell, lest the enemy air raid should come over those cities and towns and the boys and girls, many of them, lose their lives thereby. Numbers of you are old enough to remember the wail of the air raid siren, signifying that you must seek safety in the air raid shelter. It was not then a time for boys and girls to be playing in the streets. But when peace is declared, when there is no longer danger overhead or elsewhere from the nation being at war, then there is liberty for the boys and girls to play round about where they dwell. And that is the meaning of it. And I want, as the Lord to help me, to speak to you about some streets in which I hope you will not play, but in which you will walk and work, in which you may, as grace is given, be helped to live. And now, regarding the city that Zechariah refers to, I just turn aside to tell you this. It draws a picture, a prophetical picture, of what will come another day. Not yet, but it is in the future, and God will bring it to pass. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. In Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. And then he tells us that it will be such a time of peace that the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. But then there is not only Jerusalem in the land of promise, there is another Jerusalem, and that sets forth the Church of Christ. And in that church, there are streets wherein all who worship God aright are found, desiring to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And now, as I was pondering this subject, my mind went right back to the Passover night when Israel were delivered from Egyptian bondage. And you know that the destroying angel passed over Egypt, and in every Egyptian household where there was a firstborn, such an one was slain, so that tens of thousands of Egyptian fathers and mothers mourned the loss of a boy or a girl. The firstborn was slain. But no Israelite boy or girl died that dread night, because they were under their home roofs with their fathers and mothers in safety. And the Passover lamb had been slain, and the blood of that slain sacrifice had been sprinkled on the lintels of the door and the doorpost, and the destroying angel passed over such dwellings which were so marked. And now, our great concern, those who love you, not only your godly fathers and mothers, but the pastor and those who labor in word and doctrine in the Sabbath school, desiring to see you led into the truth of God, they do desire that you should be found like those Israelite young people were on the Passover night, that you should dwell in safety, because the destroying angel will say concerning you, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. One hymn writer says, Jesus is our shepherd, for the sheep he bled, every lamb is sprinkled with the blood he shed, and on each he setteth his own secret sign. These that have my spirit, these, saith he, are mine. And now that is what we desire, that you, dear young people, dear children, that God will say to you, ere you die, through you being led into the truth, brought to a saving knowledge of it, fear thou not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And now, coming to some of these streets that are streets which I hope you will be helped to live in, go up and down them and get good, both for time and eternity, as you walk therein. And I might just, by way of contrast, mention that in my journeyings about, when I used to journey about fulfilling my engagements more than I do nowadays, I used to take special notice sometimes, crossing London and other places, of the peculiar names that were given to some streets. And I just named three or four to show you streets that I hope you will have nothing whatever to do with, neither to go therein or play or work. And now one street was named Crooked Usage Street. Can you think of your name being on an envelope and then the address Crooked Usage Street? And now that name is to be seen in Chelsea, London, Crooked Usage Street. Oh, but you do not want to have anything whatever to do with that which is crooked. You want to have your conduct and conversation as it should be before God and man, governed by godly fear, which is an unctuous light to what is right and a bar to what is wrong. Oh, you must not have anything whatever to do either with people who dwell there, neither must you go down such a street, Crooked Usage Street. Another one where I fear tens of thousands of people dwell, alas, and that is named Creed Lane. Creed Lane. And you know, in this land of ours, England, that has been so favoured of God from Land's End to John o' Groats, there are tens of thousands of people who repeat creeds. And the creeds that they repeat as regards the wording are wonderful as to their doctrine. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in his only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. But there are tens of thousands who repeat the words, who do not evidence in their lives that they do believe it. It is just a creed, words. And one hymn writer says, good creeds may stock our heads about, and in our hearts no grace be found. And now we do not want you to be just lettered up in sound doctrine and to have only a creed. We want you, as grace is given, to live like one hymn writer says, hoard up the sacred word and feed thereon and grow. Go on to seek to know the Lord and practice what you know. We do not want you to live in creed lane. Neither do we want you to live in fetter lane either. And that is another London street, fetter lane. Oh, there are many people who are religious people, presumably, but their religion places on them fetters. And it is not that religion that God is the author of. Think how one who believes in Roman Catholicism is fettered in how he or she has to live his life and live his or her life subject to the dictates of the priest. And to live like that and to ever and anon be making confession of sin to the priest is to live in fetter lane. The word of God shows you the 10,000 times 10,000 better way to live unto God. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then I saw a street and I thought, alas, how many people live there? It was called Idle Street. The folk that live there must indeed be very lazy. Sometimes there is a hymn that the children sing, and it runs like this, one verse of it. Some think it a hardship to work for their bread, although for our good it was meant. But those that won't work have no right to be fed, and the idle are never content. And now, I do hope none of you, dear young people, dear children, will settle down in Idle Street, but that you will be helped to do what Solomon counsels in Ecclesiastes, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no device in the grave where thou goest. Very, very solemn to be just an idler in the world as it is, and such need of good to be done, as the word of God says, as ye have therefore opportunity, do good unto all men, especially they that be of the household of faith. There is just another street, and now I'm very much afraid that too many people have rented a house in that street. I'm not fitting any caps on, but you will not be altogether guiltless. Grumble Street. You go back to when you last had a grumble. It was not so very long ago. What were you grumbling about? Was it something to do with you? Something in your home life that was not as you would like it to be? Or was it something to do with God? Because the weather was not propitious for what your purpose was? Oh, good it will be if God should give you notice to quit if you live in Grumble Street, and if you should be taught to count your blessings. If once you're helped to begin to do it, you will have to keep on as long as you live, for you never reach the total sum in this life. Like the hymn writer says of the mercies of God, how great their sum, how high they rise, can ne'er be known beneath the skies. Much might be said in looking at streets from that viewpoint, but I want to show you some streets where I hope God will help you to dwell, walk about in, where you will find happiness worth the name. And now, the first street is what you read about in the Acts of the Apostles. I've often thought, what a beautiful setting forth of the truth that is. When Saul of Tarsus was born again, and he was found at Damascus, God said to Ananias, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Now that is our first street to think about, the street called Straight. I remember many years ago conducting a funeral service of one of our Union Chapel people, and he was a godly man, and he ran a flour mill. His name will be quite familiar to our old friends. And when I had conducted the funeral service and spoken on God's behalf concerning the one laid in the grave, that he was what he was by the grace of God, the wholesaler with whom this godly man had dealt with for so many, many years said to me, "You have said just what ought to be said concerning our old friend. He was a straight man." And now that is what we want you to be. Straight men, straight women, so that it can be said regarding your conduct and conversation, and mark how it is worded, "And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord." And now that is what godly fear will help you to do. Help you to live all the days of your life in the street called straight. Your words will be straight. Your actions will be straight. Your walk will be straight. It will be like this as you desire to live. "Them that honor me, I will honor." The street called straight. And now the next street, I wish there were more people lived in it, walked about in it, but we do not see so many as we should like to in that street. It is called Repentance Street. And now in the book of Nehemiah, it is set forth how at one time in Israel's history, they were helped to live in that street. And I will just read you a little. It was when Israel were brought back to God out of Babylonish captivity. And it says in Nehemiah, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from morning until midday," little longer than the pastor's sermons, which are quite long enough sometimes for some of you, "before the men and women and those that could understand. Do listen." And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose. And then it goes on lower down. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Ezra was reading from the law of God. And when he began to read, all the people stood up because of their reverence, not only for the law, but because it was the law of God. And Ezra blessed the people, blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, "Amen, amen," with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Now, when you get in Repentance Street, if God should lead you there, you will know you have to do with the law of God, and that by the law is the knowledge of sin. As you go up and down Repentance Street, you are made solemnly aware of your guiltiness before God, your undone state in the Adam fall, and you have to realize If my soul is sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. But it is good. It is just what we want, poured out upon England as a nation, and in our own denomination especially. Repentance unto life, that worketh godly sorrow, that needeth not to be repented of. When David was helped to be found in Repentance Street, as it were, walking up and down in it, confessing his sins, what did he say? I will be sorry for my sins. And that is just how you feel as you are helped to go along Repentance Street. But then, if you are found in Repentance Street, you will turn into another street, which adjusts unto it, and that is Seeker Street. I read to you, and God made that so plain to Ananias concerning Saul of Tarsus, behold, he prayeth. And now, you dear young people, I believe some of you, I would like to think quite a few of you, do know what it is to be found in the Seeker's Street. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord, the Word of God tells us, and there was reality in it. That was in the infancy of the world, when the worship of God was being established. But in all ages since then, God has had people, young and old alike, of whom it can be said, behold, he prayeth. Behold, she prayeth. And now the great question is, do you? You do know the life that you live. And you do know what is your bent of mind. You know when you rise in the morn to do whatever the day holds in store for you to do, how you approach it. Do you approach God first of all to seek his help, his grace, and his wisdom, and that he may be with you all the day long? And above all, do you seek a Jabez portion? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Make it manifest, O Lord. I belong to thee and thine. You may feel like the hymn writer when he said, O Lord, I would be thine alone and wholly live to thee. Oh, may I hope that thou wilt own a worthless one like me. Oh, how glad we should be to see Seeker Street crowded with young people, children, asking the way to Zion, waiting on God, if so be they could participate in the favor that he bears to his people. And now another street, I can only give you hints to think about when you get home. Another street, I say, is Worship Street. And there is a very strange illustration of what Worship Street is like, as you read in the book of Ezra. And mark how this is worded. Israel at that time had been very guilty in departing from God in some matters wherein they knew that they were making breaches of the law of God. And then they were brought to account for it. And Ezra puts it like this in his book. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited. and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. And now listen. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. There you see a street, and the name is the street of the house of God. In the days in which you and I are living, when there is television and radio to such a great degree up and down the land, people may think that they can worship God under their home roofs in listening to religion and so-called worship that is broadcast from time to time. But there is a word in the Word of God I would like you, dear young people, to remember that will be the Word of God till time shall be no more. Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, and ye shall reverence my sanctuary. Which means to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, you must be found going along the street of the house of God. And how good it will be if you find in your hearts what the psalmist found in his when he said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And when he said, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. And oh, if as you go along to the street of the house of God, to arrive there desiring to worship God aright, you can find this deep down in your heart. We love the place, O God, wherein thine honour dwells, the joy of thine abode, all earthly joy excels. Worship Street. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Sometimes you see published the annual statistics of different denominations, and you find in nearly every instance, every year, there is a very great decline in the worshippers. And even in those denominations which are built upon sound doctrine. And Nehemiah said in his day, why is the house of the Lord forsaken? It is for the honour of God that you should be found in the house of the Lord when the Sabbath day dawns. And the word of God will not fail. Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, and ye shall reverence my sanctuary. And now another street. Oh, I would be glad if old and young alike could all dwell there and never go outside it. Thankful Street. You think, if you can, and do try to think, how deep is your indebtedness to God. In him you live and move and have your being. Our life as we journey on in this world depends upon the next breath that you and I are permitted to draw. Only this frail and fleeting breath preserves me from the jaws of death. Soon as it fails, at once I'm gone and plunged into a world unknown. You think every time you draw near to the meal table, whichever meal time it is during the day, the hand of God has spread it for you bountifully. Every night you have a comfortable bed. You have a well-furnished home wherein you have dwelt ever since you were born, and you have those who love you, care for you, desire your welfare in this life and that which is to come. And these are mercies greatly to be prized. Oh, that you would rent a house, buy a house in Thankful Street, and join with the psalmist. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endureth forever. Another street. And now, it would be good if everyone who worships God could live in this street, but they do not always, though they do worship God. Alas, that it should be so. And now, this street is named Concord Street. You little ones might wonder what Concord is. Well, you will find in the Acts of the Apostles, you can search out how many times if you like, but it is there 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 times, and they were all with one accord in one place. The people who gathered like that to worship God were all of one mind, one spirit. There was the unity of the spirit as they gathered together, and they were all with one accord in one place, and it means harmony. And now, I'm not fitting any caps on, but you dear young people, you children, as you dwell in your home life or in your school life, you must seek the help of God to live in Concord Street and seek that which will help you to be at peace one with another and not to fall out by the way. Do suffer that word of exhortation, Concord Street. Another street, I was going to call it Help Each Other Street, but I will narrow it down, Useful Street. You see, it speaks in our text, and the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. But surely before they went out to play, there were some things that they did in their home life which they were able to do, where they could help in home life so that they should take a share in how home life was carried on. And now when you think how great is the mercy of God, and how what you eat and drink is provided for you, and in your school life, you have much kindness shown you that you may be where you are at school. And your fathers and mothers often have to make sacrifices, great sacrifices, that you might have an opening in life as you grow up to go forth in it, and that you might be fitted to be what you may have it in your heart to be, so that you may be educated for it. And now you are not to receive all this and give no returns. No. You must do what you can in duties, however humble they may be, to help your godly father and mother in home life, so that it will be well if you spend your apprenticeship, as it were, in Useful Street. Like Joseph Hart says, behold the gospel plan, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do what good you can. And now another street, you can find this one in Ashford if you like, Providence Street. And now, that is a good street to live in. Some of us have lived a long time in Providence Street. And if you live there, as grace is given, some scriptures are opened up to you. One is this: My God shall supply all your need out of his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the farther you go along Providence Street, and the older you grow, like the preacher in Life's Evening Time, you can look back along that street as you have journeyed through it so far, and you can see what the psalmist says is the truth concerning you. Goodness and mercy have followed me all the days of my life. And the occupation, which is a delightful one, that those who dwell in Providence Street sometimes are engaged in, the psalmist describes it like this: Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. You remember how the pastor often refers to Manoah and his wife, and what was their behavior? There came into Manoah's life a wonderful epoch when an angel visited them and prophesied a great blessing that should come to them in the giving of a son. And while he was with them, the word of God tells us, and the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. And now, that is a privilege you have if you dwell in Providence Street. You can look on and see the hand of God upon you for good. You can lay your matters at Jesus' feet and see that he will undertake for you and make crooked things straight, rough places plain. Yes. However low you may sink in your circumstances, you will find what one hymn writer says is a great truth. Should poverty or loss of all created good conspire to make our weighty cross, our helper still is God. You know that dear woman in Zarephath, the widow woman of whom you have read? She dwelt in Providence Street, and she was scraping the bottom of the barrel, and she said, there is just a handful. She looked in the cruse and said, only a drop of oil. We shall use it all up today. Whatever shall we do when the morrow dawns? I will make two cakes and we will eat it and die. No, no. God had his eyes on that widow woman, and he was making provision for her. And Elijah the prophet was drawing near to the house where she dwelt. And you all know how there was that miracle wrought, so that for 12 months afterwards the barrel of meal did not waste, neither did the cruse of oil fail. And that is how you learn to live, in Providence Street. Much might be said along that line of thought. Now, there is just another street I want to touch on, and that is Bible Street. I really thought of another name. I remember a street I saw which was called Bread Street. And now, Bible Street, if you live in it, you will find it to be, to you, Bread Street. You remember what the Savior said? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And if you are found in Bible Street, which means this, if you are brought to search the scriptures, if so be, you can find some evidence that you belong unto God and that you have a part and lot in his great salvation, you will find the blessing of the Lord coming upon you in doing so. And you will find sometimes a crumb of mercy bestowed. And what did the Savior say? I am the bread of life, and he that eateth of this bread, he shall live forever. Now, do think on that. Bible Street, Bread Street. And as you go along that street, searching the scriptures, if to be, you can get in touch with him who is the glorious author thereof, maybe saying, Divine Instructor, Gracious Lord, O be forever near, help me to read thy sacred word and find my Saviour there. You will find it to be Bread Street. How many of you, dear young people, in your holy Bibles, which you have at home and which you read, have made any mark against some particular scripture or some chapter that you humbly hope God made real for you? And when you turn the pages over, it is a reminder to you. Do you remember I told you about one godly woman?
When a godly minister went to read and pray with her when she was afflicted, he took up her Bible to do so, and he found, as he turned the pages over, TP against this verse, and then yet another verse. And so it went on in many pages, and he said, what do these letters mean? And the old dear said, where you see TP, it means I have tried it and proved it. And that reminds me that you read in the Old Testament of one who said, I have learned by experience. And now, the word experience in the original, so godly scholars tell us, is proof. And so, that is how you must live as grace is given in Bible Street, and find it to be Bread Street. And may God grant you the mercy to say with Jeremiah, Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. And you will find another scripture made real to you as you go up and down Bible Street and find it Bread Street. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, and whose hope is in the Lord his God. And now, coming to the Amen, there is a scripture in the Revelation which is very instructive. And it says, this is what godly John saw. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Do think on those words, ye that fear him, both small and great. And now that is just the scripture way of saying young and old. And at present, you are in life's morning, numbered with the young. And our great concern is that God would grant you that inestimable blessing. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, and that your lives may then be dictated by what godly fear makes plain to you is that which is right to do before God and man. And if you are helped to live in these streets as you journey on through life, you will find when you come down to die that you would dwell in Jerusalem on high. The Lord bless you. Amen.